Hello. Hello, Zach, can you hear me?
Yes, sorry, man. Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm here. Let me just turn this thing up. Sorry.
It's all right.
There we go. All good. Hey, man, how you doing? Sorry.
I'm all right, sir. So I'm Owen.
I just went to see you, man, and then I thought you weren't in yet, so I was coming back. We
That's
had
all
a
right.
chat and running around. How's it going, man?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. So you're Zach, yes?
Yeah, man, that's me.
Excellent. So, what position do you play in the band?
Singer and rhythm guitar, but I do all the records, so I record all everything.
Oh, cool. Fantastic.
But
Yes,
like on stage, I just sing and play guitar.
okay. Our readers can't see, but you've got a bit of a Brian Johnson cap from AC/DC. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, man, I like to keep the hair under control,
Okay.
otherwise it gets in my eyes all the time. Do you know
Okay.
what I mean?
Are AC/DC an influence on your band?
Yeah, man, I like AC/DC. I like so I like classic, like hard rock, man. I like that. I say I like Kiss more than AC/DC, man.
Okay.
But I do like AC/DC.
Yeah. Well, the singing does sound a bit like Paul Stanley, so.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Well, which one? What, AC/DC or me?
No, Paul, you sound a bit the Skinner brothers sound a bit like Paul Stanley from Kiss.
Bye-bye. I didn't know
Okay.
Sweet.
All right. So would you like to say which brother plays what?
Yeah, man. So they're not brothers. It used to be brothers. I used to have my brother in the band, but since then, like, so many people have been in the band, so now there's no other brothers in the band
Okay.
officially. But so I've got Perry Meadowcroft, man. He's on bass. Joe Fish, lead guitar. And then Alfie Clayton on drums.
Okay, fantastic. So you're like a classic four piece.
Yeah, man, just like thought about doing it three piece for a bit, but I think it's always going to be four, man. Just needs that extra guitar in there
Of course.
to press it.
Yeah, it's hard to sing and play at the same time.
Yeah, man, especially if you're me, like, I'm not that good at it. So like I like to make the tunes, but when it comes to playing them.
Yeah.
I'm not the most technical player.
All right. What part of the UK are you from, or are you from the UK?
London.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
As you can tell, I'm Irish, so.
Yeah, man. What, you in Ireland now?
Yeah. I'm in Ireland. Yeah.
Nice. Whereabouts?
Just outside, in Cork, basically.
Oh, yeah. Nice, man.
Will you be performing in Ireland when COVID?
Yeah, I'd love to, man. I've never played there before, but
Okay.
hopefully, when we do a tour after this is blown over,
Okay.
I'm way buzzing to play there.
Fantastic. So, was this your first record?
What, the EP?
Yeah.
No, man. Done like ton of stuff. Like, been doing it for like probably the best part of 10 years, man. So I've been put out like probably two sort of albums of my own. I just sort of semi demos. They come out like starting in 2018 up to now. So this is really like a more professional approach, I guess, man. Do you know what I mean? It's
Yeah,
more
of
packaged
course.
up
Yeah.
there. So it's like second coming, sort of, man. Do you know
Nice.
what I mean?
Yeah. So a bit like the Stone Roses, your second coming.
Yeah, man.
Perfect. So how long did it take to record this EP?
Too long, I don't think, man. It was all during the lockdown, so
Okay.
probably since when I probably from like October to like January, February. That was it. So.
Oh, that's not too long.
Well, yeah, I think that's a rough that's an estimate, man. I think it was because I already had the Away Days tune. I did an acoustic version, so I don't know if you can count that. So some of the tunes are already flying around.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, that makes sense. And are you currently recording a follow-up?
Yeah, man, we've got like, we're going to do 3 EPs and then put it into an album, I think. So, second one's pretty much done, man. So, once this one drops, then we'll start planning for the second one. And then that'll be like maybe 10 or 12 weeks after this one. And then the third one will be like, you know, like 10 or 12 weeks after that one. If it all goes to plan.
Very nice. Yeah, and so, what do you think will be different about the next EP to this one?
I sort of continue on the same sort of thing. I'm trying to keep it focused, like in that rut, like of music, man. Like, so I think it'll be similar. I just want to make sure that every tune is a solid tune, man. No, like throwaway tune.
Yeah. So what? Who inspired you to be a songwriter, growing up?
Few people, man, but I was early on. I like Kiss, man. It's like classic band, like Kiss and like all that rock stuff.
Yeah.
Then I started listening a bit, like, and then it was all Strokes coming in at that time. I was a bit younger, so yeah. I'd be checking out Strokes and all that American stuff. Then I liked a lot of the Streets, man, like Streets first album and all that. And then that was a bit more closer to home for me than them American bands. Okay. And that's what inspired me, man. Like then that mixture of rock and rap, I guess.
Yeah. That's pretty good. So, it sounds like you've got a lot of American influences. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, man. I think it's like I like a lot of UK stuff and a lot of American stuff. It's hard to. I can't sing like the American guys, really. It's a whole different game, I think. So I just try and interpret it into my own voice, man, the best I can. Because I like the big choruses, man. But I find in England it's. You have to like sort of hide them a little bit. I don't know if you know what I mean. You have to be a bit more reserved, otherwise English people hate you.
No, I know, I see. Like it's the same.
Go full out with them big anthems, man.
I know.
You can do that in England, but you have to be a bit more like. You can't do it so obviously. I don't think.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I agree. I mean, it's telling that you two had to basically move to America for their big choruses because they weren't getting the respect. Yeah, they weren't getting the respect.
What I mean, man.
Yeah, I mean,
But
like, I mean, but then again, I mean, you go to any country, everybody knows a U2 song because of those massive choruses. Yeah,
man. Yeah, U2 are sort of all over the place, man.
Yeah,
they've got a broad audience.
Yeah. I think you're right. I mean, about American rock, that it's But like some bands like the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, who were very, you know, American influenced, they brought a lot of those big choruses into their music.
Yeah, no, I know, man. I think there's like a thin line, isn't there? Like there's definitely something like way unique about the English music, right, in it. And then there's just, you got to do what you do, innit? Like I guess the Stones always used like a bit more of an American accent with what they did, didn't they?
And I guess so, yeah.
That might be why they got away with it, because they sort of just... I just always wanted that, because Jagger's always doing an American accent, so I'm always a bit confused by it. I like it, but I'm just thinking, like, how the fuck did he learn that from, like, London?
Yeah, that's true. But then again, the Spinal Tap guys are American guys, and how did they learn their American accents from... the British accents from, London accents.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're actors, aren't they, man? That's their job.
Oh, that's true.
It's a point though, man. Like, they're super clever for doing that, man. I really like Spinal Tap, man. I don't know how they managed to do that.
It's a great film. So excellent. What is the setup like at your gigs? Is there much theatrics or?
Theatrics, man. No, like, I was saying I like Kiss and all that, but it's nothing like that. It'd be like we're more sort of just, at the moment, well, because I haven't done a gig for a while, it'll be more honest, man. It'll be stripped back. It's more of like a punk rock setup, man.
Nice.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's stripped back. A bit like the record. It's just, like, the instruments, just a four-piece. And it's just trying to be as honest as possible, man. And like,
well, good.
And I think that's like our fan base, I think it sort of represents what they're doing too, so
cool.
I'm going to be on sort of the same level, do you know what I mean? I don't want to be doing something that's just some random thing or wearing something that's like completely out of touch with what everyone's on board with. Do you know what I mean?
I think so, yeah. Well, going with honesty, you'd have John Lennon's support because he was all about honesty.
Who's that, man?
John Lennon.
Oh, John Lennon, yeah.
Yeah. He came to dislike the Sgt. Pepper album because he thought it was bullshit.
I think the Beatles are a good example, and I think they're pretty down to earth, aren't they? Like, when you watch interviews and stuff, they're all pretty solid, nice guys, and they're all funny as well. From what I've seen, I like the Beatles.
That's pretty good. Excellent. Did they inspire you, or?
Yeah, man. I remember when I was like 20. I used to get loads of records and that, man. I got quite a few of the Beatles stuff, man. I was thinking like, how have they got so much good songs, man? It's like unbelievable. Like, it pissed me off a little bit. So I was like, oh, it's unfair. Like, but they're way solid, man. I can't believe how many good songs they've got. And they're all like melody based, man. And they're like, really, like on the core, like core level. They're just like really good songs. You can play them anywhere, can't you? Like, you can make it into a jazz song. Yeah. Do like a different rendition of all them songs, man, and it'll work. Mental.
Very true. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Would you consider doing sort of an unplugged album like Guns N' Roses did? Would you consider doing an acoustic album? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. There's an acoustic track on the EP, and I think it went pretty good. So it depends what point where we're at. Like if the time warrants it, man, I'll do it if it's a good thing. Okay. I'm not against it. I think it'd be cool.
Oh, cool. Is there a different approach to singing an electric track and singing an acoustic track?
Yeah, I think so, man. I was trying to, I think just to suit the, like, the mood, isn't it? So if acoustic's a bit more sort of quieter and a bit more like I'm emotive, then I'll take it down a notch, and then you can get a bit more like feeling in the vocals, I think, like, if that makes any sense. Do you know what I mean? Can you hear more? Because there's not as much going on, so you can really hear the words now. Do you know what I mean?
Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin said the hardest thing to get right was the drums. Was it the hardest thing for this EP was to get the drums sounding right?
No, man. Probably the hardest thing was the vocals, man. For this EP, they're not real drums. They're all like fucking samples and shit. I ain't got no space or anyone to put up with the noise or drums. I never have. So the drums came pretty easy, man. I just like, fucking dragged them in.
Okay. Alright. But the vocals,
I get what he's saying, man. Maybe he means like the rhythm section, make it tight. Because AC/DC. Wait, who are you talking about? Jimmy Page?
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I guess they're quite way rhythm focused. Maybe he's talking about the rhythm section, man. Like,
yeah.
Because they're way tight, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I get what you're saying. The hardest thing for me was probably the vocals, man, just to get it right.
Fair enough. And what about the overdubs? Was it hard to get those down?
I don't know, I do it in my bedroom, man, so like,
okay.
I probably just do it if I go, do you know what I mean? I just like whip the guitar and just lay something on it. And then all the overdubs, nah, they're just as hard as it all, and then they're alright, I don't mind that.
Okay, so, but in your process, do you record everything, do you play and sing, or do you do the guitar first and then sing afterwards?
So I get like a little guitar bit or drums or something, build up a little bit, try a bit of singing over the top of it, and then I'll see where the melody takes me, will probably hopefully take me to a chorus or something, and then I'll keep adding like a couple more guitars or whatnot.
Yeah.
Just all separately, right? Not at the same time. And then that's how I'll build it, like slowly. I'll build it as I'll record it as I write it. If that makes sense.
Okay, yeah. That sounds pretty good. And you have another two EPs after that. Do you think you'd like to use the band members on an album in the future?
Use them on an album, the actual members.
Yeah, man,
it's an ongoing process, man, so like it, whatever's best for the tune or whatever, And when we get a bit more money, a bit more, like when the corona goes away, that if it works, if it's the best thing for it, we'll get the guys to do it live or whatnot. Do you know what I mean?
Pretty cool.
I'm not against it.
Yeah, actually, you're a bit like Dave Grohl. He recorded the first Foo Fighters album in his bedroom.
Yeah, I've heard that, man. Like, I guess, yeah, it's a bit similar to that, man. Like, it's just, I think it's just because the gear's, like, so cheap now to get the recording stuff, like, and I don't want no one else tampering with it. Probably a bit like what Dave Grohl was doing. I don't want no one doing the drums and that, like,
yeah.
So I just enjoy it, man. I like to work alone when I'm writing, most of the time.
Okay, and another person who likes to record by himself is Paul McCartney. He finds it a bit easier.
Yeah, I think different people, different things, isn't it? Like, don't mind it, like, if someone sends me over some stuff, and then I'll work on my bit and then send it back. I don't mind that. I don't like it that much when I'm in the same room as them, because I always feel like I've got to tell jokes and shit.
But,
you know what I mean,
yeah,
like,
I think
I can use energy on that talking.
I think I understand. Have you collaborated in that way that someone has sent you a backing track and you've put your vocals to it?
Yeah, man, I got for that Away Days acoustic tune we did an EP. Rob Harvey from the music, he did the acoustic, sent it over. I did the vocals and then I sent it to Russ Pritchard, who's a bassist for Noel Gallagher's Bird. And then he did the bass on it and the vocal harmonies, and then he sent it back. That's an example, man.
Fantastic.
And that was real cool, man.
So
I never really done that before, but that's what I'm saying. I like when you send it back and forth.
Because
if I actually was in the same room as them, I'd probably be talking too much, man. I'd have too much stuff to answer.
Yeah.
And it would ruin it.
But no, I mean, he might be the best bass player Noel has ever worked with. He's a really good bass player, Russ Pritchard.
Man, yeah, Russ Pritchard's up, man. I've never really worked with, like, a proper bassist before, really, apart from the stuff I lay down. It's a next level, man. And his backing harmonies are super tight as well.
Yeah.
Because he does all the stuff that as well for Noel. And he was in the Zootons before that, man. The guy is a... the beast. I really like that.
Yeah, I mean, he really helps Noel with the backing vocals on stage.
Yeah.
Have you gone to see Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds?
No, not yet. I haven't seen that much. Like, I wouldn't have the money to get a ticket, like, unless that Russ gets me one for free.
Okay.
I would like to see it, man. It'd be cool. It's a legend, man.
Noel likes to write big choruses. Did he inspire your writing?
Yeah, man, I've not listened to too much Oasis apart from the big tunes and that. Like, I've never got fully... I obviously don't really respect them, man. I've heard... I really like them, but... Man, yeah, they influence me because they do it with, like, a British voice as well most of the time. I think this, like... Maybe it's because it's too close to home that I haven't checked it out because I get a... competitive and
I'm
with it. But yeah, man, I really like the whole Oasis thing, like Liam Gallagher. It's like icons for the UK, man, I think.
And the irony is they're Irish.
Huh?
The irony is that they're both Irish.
Oh, are they actually Irish? I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, they both have Irish passports. Yeah.
That's mental, I didn't know that.
They grew up in Manchester, but their parents were both Irish.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
That's all right. And have you played in many before Corona? Did you play around the UK?
Yeah, man. Like a few years ago, I did a few dates with the Libertines, and that was like quite early on. And then,
nice.
Then we did a few other notable gigs. We did two UK tours. One, we were supporting Australian band called Ocean Alley. That was our first tour. We were supporting them. And then the second one, we did one with This Feeling, but after that, which was cool. And then we supported this guy called Rat Boy, man. That was a while back. At Electric Ballroom in Camden. That was cool, man. And then, like, since then there's been some changes in that. We did a sweet gig before lockdown, which was popping, and then it's been lockdown, man. So like, we got 100 club sold out, man, so I'm way buzzed about that in August. And then we've got these dates with the Streets, man, coming up.
Nice.
In August as well. And then that one with the music and the Cribs and all that next year now.
Wow.
Temple News, man, way buzzed.
Yeah.
So hopefully going forward, man, with this Corona leaving, the gigs will go back a little bit to normal, man, like a bit more steady. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're excited to be playing with the Cribs?
Man, yeah, way buzzed. And all them bands, man, it's like that new band-ish, the Snuts, the Cribs, the Coral, they're on there too, man. The music. Way buzzed, man. Like, legendary lineup. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm on to my last question. I think to plug your record, to plug your EP, why should our readers at Face Mag buy it?
I'd say it's really stripped back rock and roll, man, and I'd say it's pushing new ground, and it's sort of it's got like heavy, like the heavy aggressive drops of rap. It's not rap music at all, but then it's got the heavy big choruses of rock music, man. I just say it's like it's aggressive rock punk music, man. Yeah, and with big choruses.
Okay. Well. Yeah. Well, the very best of luck, Zach. I mean that.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. And I think that's everything I need.
Thanks, man. It was great to talk, man. Like,
you too.
I'll post up when you post it, man.
Okay.
I'll be busted, really.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Okay. Go to you.